Months ago, I was hearing a testimony of someone that's going to be sharing his testimony today, actually, and I started to think about this, and I'm thinking, man, this is a great story that has to be heard from the church. The church needs to hear about these things. And then I started to think about all of the amazing things that God has done. You know, we've been a church for almost 19 years now. In 19 years, there's been some amazing things that happened inside this building, and not only this building, but everywhere we've been, inside the church, I should say. And I began to think, my wife and I actually had this conversation this morning as we're driving here. She's like, I look back on 2023 as this amazing, wonderful year. And I'm like, I look back at 2023 and I want to kick it in its rear and say, get out of here, you know? I turned 50 and everything broke down. Let me just put it that way, all right? But my wife and I were having this discussion. As we were having this discussion, she's talking about all the wonderful things that happened. And I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot about that. She mentioned one of the things. She mentioned we took our foreign exchange student to Washington, D.C. for a mini vacation. And it was a wonderful time. It was right when the cherry blossoms were blooming. And so we were in Washington, D.C. and got to see the mall and stuff like that when it was happening. But I had totally forgot about that. What did I remember? I remember the pain of my elbow. I remember the pain of my plantar fasciitis. I remembered stomach flu. I remembered all of the negative things that happened. And it began to stir inside my heart, and I began to think about this and saying, we need to remember the good things that happened also. Because yes, there are bad things that happened. That happens. None of us as Christians, if you're here today and you believe that you're a Christian, meaning you've given your life to Jesus Christ and you've accepted what he did on the cross for you, for your sins, none of us are promised the golden path. That doesn't happen until we die and go to heaven, right? When we die and go to heaven, then we get to walk the golden streets. But what we are promised here today is that we have God who walks with us. And so our testimony is that he is walking with us through all of those times, all of those negative things. And so I'm really excited today, and I want to make this a tradition. I really do. I think it needs to be a tradition of our church that we celebrate what God is doing. I remember, and this is nothing against anyone that was part of the church back then or still part of the church, but many years ago, we had a young lady who was healed of a brain tumor in the back of her head. I don't know if you guys remember that story at all or remember her at all, but I remember that Sunday standing up in front of the church saying, this brain tumor is no longer here. She was given 6 months to live. And that brain tumor was gone completely. And as I remember that story, and I as I'm sharing this, there's a few people in the church that clapped and said, oh, that's wonderful. But that was it. And I actually left that day thinking, how are we not jumping up and down and tearing the walls down because here is this young lady who is now healed of a brain tumor? There's been other stories like that along the years. And what I think happens, and what I realize happened, this is for me as much as it is anyone else, is that I think when we hear God and we see God move in our lives, we take for granted what he does positively, and we remember the negative things that happen in our life more than we remember what the positive things that God has done. So today, we're going to hear at least three wonderful stories of how God has moved in their lives and how God has been doing these miracles in their lives. And we just want to remember these testimonies, but we want to celebrate with them and also celebrate with each and every one of you, because all of us in this room have something that God has done in your life this year. It could have been the worst year of record, but I guarantee you something amazing has happened also in your life this year. And so, without further ado, you can ask Cheddar Man to come up here, better known as Ched Reber. Come on up, Ched. All the way up here, buddy. Do you want the podium too, or you want the podium? I'm a little scared here. Here's the mic. I'm a little scared giving Ched the mic and a podium at the same time. Oh, that's coming later. Don't worry. No, I'm kidding.
Now, do I look like a...
It's on.
Do I look like a pastor? Do I? That's all that matters. I can leave now. Okay, first of all... What?
You got a hairstyle.
Yeah, right. I got a couple things first. Are we on?
We are.
Okay. Today is my sister's birthday. Today is my sister's birthday, so happy birthday in Tampa, Florida, Vic. I love you. And forgive me, I get somewhat emotional. I wrote all this down just so I would not forget a few things. I know this by heart, but there are some important things that I need to say. I don't know where my glasses are. Do you have this problem?
No.
Do you? Okay. All right, first of all, the most important thing I have to say is I owe my life and the blessings that I am going to say to Jesus Christ. I have to say that because what happened was such a miracle that I always have to say, I have to make that statement. Forgive me. Now, I'll get to my testimony. It started in mid to late October. My wife and I, Dodie, got a phone call from my sister. And she had said that, I can't even see. She said that she had a malignant nodule in her lower lobe of her right lung. And I worked at the hospital for years, so I knew what that meant. But, you know, I asked stupidly, you know, Vicki, what does this mean? And she says, Chad, I have cancer. And so I cried harder then than I am now. And I prayed and cried, prayed and cried. Sorry. And one night I was praying, and the Lord spoke to me. And he said, and I couldn't believe it, he used these words. He said, Chad, I got this. Now, would you ever think that the Lord would say, God? I was like, I was really shocked. But he said, Chad, I got this. And there was such calm and such peace came over me. I do not have the vocabulary to tell you what it felt like. That is something that you have to feel individually. You just can't say what it's like. I can't, anyway. Maybe Jason or Chaz can. I can't explain it. But as a brother, I continued to worry. I continued to cry. And on November 6th, it was a Monday, I flew to Tampa to be with my sister. And November 7th, Linda, my brother-in-law's daughter from his first marriage, flew down to be with her also. And Wednesday, November 8th, the dates and the days are kind of important. Wednesday, November 8th, I believe, we're all just sitting around shooting a breeze in my sister's living room. And the Lord speaks to me again. He says, go over, put your hand on your sister's lung and pray for her. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. I have no idea what. I'm just Chad. I can't do this. And he said, go do it. now. I wish Jay was here because he would know what it means when you don't do what God tells you. He makes you very uncomfortable. So I know what he's talking about. So I got up and I went over and I said, Vicky, I got to pray for you now. I got to put my hand on your lung now. And I was crying harder then than I am now. And she stood up. She took my hand, put it on her lung, and she started crying, which I know you're crying right now. But anyway, her stepdaughter, Linda, just stood there and, or sat there and watched. She doesn't really believe us like we do, but that's okay. I prayed for her and prayed for her, and I didn't know what I said. I just kept praying and praying, and next thing I knew, the tears stopped, and anger took over. I wasn't angry to God, at God. I was angry at Satan attacking my family the way he was. And I said, this is not going to happen. The power of the Holy Spirit just took over. And I prayed in so much authority and so much power. I just could not believe how much authority that I had in my life. I've never had it before, and I don't think I've had it since. But thank God I had it that day. And I was praying so hard, and forgive me if this is a wrong word. Pat, you'll love this one. I got so upset, so bold, the tears stopped just like they are now. And I commanded that cancer to go to the pit of hell where it came from. And I wasn't crying. I don't think Vicky was crying. And Linda, she's a lovely lady, she sat there watching all this, just taking it all in. Well, Thursday the 9th, my sister goes for her 4-hour scheduled surgery at Moffitt Cancer Hospital, which, by the way, is a great, I hope nobody ever needs that, but if they do, Moffitt in Tampa, Florida is the greatest hospital that I've ever been in. So anyway, Thursday the 9th, she goes for her 4-hour scheduled surgery. And they come back and they get us in 2 hours. And they take us in this little room and we're sitting in there and a doctor comes in and she says, Mr. Reber, she said, this is a cancer hospital. She says, I operate all day on people that have cancer. And I see how long their life expectancy is and how their cancer has progressed. And I operate with a pathology team in my surgery. So, and we have taken a bit of your sister's lung out, and they were doing their whatever they needed to do. They were analyzing it, and your sister has absolutely no signs of cancer. Once again, I started crying. And they said, well, what are you crying for? Your sister's fine. Why are you crying now? I was crying right then because right at that time, the Lord said, see, I told you I had it. And I just felt, again, I felt so calm. But I was crying like crazy. But it didn't matter. It just didn't matter. So we walked out to the main lobby. Linda was calling who she called. I called Jason. And I think from his reaction, either being a pastor or just knowing, he knew what the prognosis was going to be. He knew the answer. He knew that I had the feeling that he knew that everything was fine. And let me try to flip over here. I want to make sure I just don't miss nothing. Now, Vicki stayed in the hospital for, or wait, let me back up a little bit. We're in the lobby after we're done with our phone calls. And Linda says, Linda's a very wonderful lady. I don't want to paint a bad picture. She's a very wonderful lady. She just doesn't understand a lot of things. She said that my prayer, where I commanded her cancer to go to the pit of hell, was very shocking. She had never seen anything like that before. And I said, well, I've never done anything like that before. You know, I was somewhat set back that she was very shocked, and I just didn't know what to say. I just wanted to cry. I just didn't know what to say. Now, I do have to say that Vicki was in the hospital for 4, 5, 6 days. I'm not quite sure how long she was in there. And Linda and I drove back and forth from Vicki's house to Moffitt Cancer Hospital for that time. And Linda is not a believer, okay? And we're going down, I think, 75, 60 miles an hour in 4 lanes, and she asks me about God, Jesus Christ, and salvation. And I thought, well, okay, you know, she's going to hear what I got to say. I mean, we're going 60 miles an hour. She's not going to jump out. So I just let her have it. And I've been praying for her. I just hope that the Holy Spirit, I hope I planted a seed. I just hope the Holy Spirit leads her to Christ. And that's all I can do. Well, my sister also has a good friend named Anna. She's a lovely lady. She also has some injuries, and she's sick. And this is the one at Duncan. I got the. She asked me what I pray for. And I said, well, sure, I'll pray for you. And she says, well, does it matter that I'm Jewish? And I was like, no, I don't care if you're Jewish. I don't care if you're atheist. I don't care what you are. And I said, it just doesn't matter. So after I witnessed to her, shared the gospel with her, I got to pray for her. I asked her where her injuries were. What was wrong with her? I put my hands on her head, and I prayed for her in the name of Jesus Christ. So she knows that she knew that Jesus was with my sister and healed her. She knew that I prayed in that name. So hopefully something will come out of that. I mean, Jesus spoke to me 3 or 4 times, 5, 6 times, I don't know how many times on that trip. He moved in Linda and Anna's life. I know he will someday. And he healed my sister of cancer that she was supposed to have. I mean, she had 3 reports, 2 MRIs, or no, 2 CAT scans and a PET scan that said that she had cancer. And it was growing in between. Every test that she had, it was growing. And he healed her from that cancer. Amen. And after her, a week or 2 weeks, we went to her doctor, and they did a full pathology report in between. And it said that she had a non-life-threatening granuloma, which I believe is an infection, from pneumonia she had 2.5 years prior. So she has no more doctor's appointments, no more follow-ups, no more nothing. When the blood of Christ lays upon you and heals you, that's all you got. That's it. Done and over, and that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Well, we're going to go ahead and do a couple of things. Number one, I'm going to give this mic to you, and I'm going to have you, you know, in the day to age that we live in, you can never be healthy enough, so.
And then second of all, what I'm going to do... You got it all over me, though, too. Do I need to be seen? Look at that!
Yeah, okay.
There you go. Let's pray for Vicky and pray for Ted real quick, Father. Father, we thank you for just how wonderful you are and the wonderful testimony of Vicky and what you've done in her life. Lord, we thank you for her. God bless you, Vicky. I know you're listening. May you feel this presence of God in your life always. Lord, we pray for Linda, and we pray for
Anna,
that you would just move in their lives, Father, in a supernatural way like you already have in Ched's life, like you already have in Anna's life. We thank you for and Vicky's life, Father. We ask you that you just move in their lives and that you would just bless them, Father. Thank you for this testimony. Thank you that you love us so much that you hear our prayers and that you got this. You got things in our lives, Father. We thank you. We give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. I don't often wear a sweatshirt to church, but I thought this was a perfect sweatshirt for today. It says, I was one way, and now I am completely different, and the thing that happened in between was him. And it's from The Chosen, and it's just a wonderful reminder to us that God does wonderful testimonies in our life. Jackie, come on up. Now, for those that don't know, this is Jackie. Come on all the way up, Jackie.
Watch the court. All right.
This is Jackie Callen. And for those that don't know who Jackie is, that's Ched Reber, if you don't know who Ched is. By the way, stories like this happen all the time if you come to Dunkin', so you can hear these stories at Dunkin' with us on Thursday mornings, doesn't it, Pat? Yep. And so we have a good time. But I'm going to turn it over to Jackie.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Uh-huh. Jackie,
hold your mic up.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm very shy. I don't talk very much. But today I had told the pastor last week that I would like to speak. I don't have a lot to say, but I do say this, that I'm thankful that I found this church, and I am so thankful that I found some wonderful friends here. I know I have a southern accent because I'm originally from Kentucky, but I lived in Florida before I moved here. So I've traveled a lot, I'll tell you. And then I lived in Louisiana, too, and that was worse.
Yeah.
So, but I have went through a lot in the last 2 years, but I'm still here. And matter of fact, I have an aneurysm in my brain, and there's nothing that they can do. And I'm living right now, and it's living proof that God has lived, has come inside of me and help me and lets me live every day.
Amen.
Because
that's right.
The doctors have said they cannot go in and take care of it the way it's situated and the veins, the way my little veins and my head are. So I have every day that I have God to be thankful for.
Amen.
Because he is letting me live every
Amen.
Day. I
that's
wake
right.
up, I go to bed, and I think, praise God, I'm still living.
Amen.
So I have that to tell you folks that if you believe and you know that God is in your heart, that he will take care of you no matter what. And
sure.
I've had it rough the last 2 years. But I did not know about this aneurysm until I had eye surgery and they found it with the CT scan. They do not know how long it's been there or anything, but it's there. And so I just wanted to tell you folks that just believe in God. And if, you know, everybody's not going to like us or agree what we say or anything else, but if you believe in God, God will show you, go forward.
That's
because
right.
you are the one that has to live your life. and praise him every day. I go to the store, I see people, and I say, well, I praise God today. Do you believe in God? I say that to people at the store all the time. Some people look at me funny, and I help so many people that, I mean, with giving them food and stuff like that. I don't have a lot myself, but yet I have God in my heart, and that is the most important thing. But I want to tell you folks, believe in God, and he will take you through hell.
That's right. That's right.
He will. So I just wanted to say that. Amen.
Amen.
Stay here. Stay here. We want to pray for you. Yeah, let's pray for Jackie. Jackie, you know, we have prayed against brain aneurysms and brain tumors before, and God does miracles. So let's pray and lift Jackie up to you, to him. Will you join with me, please? Father, we just thank you for just this amazing lady. And even though she speaks with a southern accent, that's okay. We love that, Father, because you all love us. Holy Spirit, Father the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and God the Father. But Lord, we thank you for all that you've done, all that you have done in Jackie's life, and all that you are doing. We pray now, Father, that you continue to heal her and continue to remove that aneurysm from her brain, Father. Just cause her to walk in every step, knowing that you are blessing it, Father, as she already does, Lord. We thank you for her. We thank you for all that you're doing. We just pray that your hand, your great physician hand that you have, would touch her always, Father, and heal her. In Jesus' name we pray, and we lift her up now in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. God bless you. Absolutely. Thank you. All right, Mike, come on up. As Mike's coming up, I want to tell you something. So I first met Mike. You can give him a hand. 26 years ago was when we first met Mike. His daughter was in Jen and I's choir before we got married. And so, yeah, look at Ben's looking, because Ben was also in this choir too. You remember Leanne Emick?
Yeah.
And Aaron, right? Yeah. Yes, and Aaron too. So, but I was so excited when they first walked in the door. I'm like, I don't know who this guy is. And then Chaz comes up and goes, "Oh, that's Mike." Mike, and I'm like, "Great, thanks, Mike. Hey, how you doing, Mike?" And he's like, "Oh, it's Mike Emick." And I'm like, "Emick, that name sounds so familiar." So I had to go home to my wife. I'm like, "Why do I know this name?" And I, you know, it's not always for 25 years. I don't remember all of these last names, but I remembered his last name, and then it all started coming back. But we've had just a wonderful journey of getting to know them over the last few months, and then hearing his testimony was amazing. I think I first heard his testimony in Sunday school class, a day that Pastor Chaz couldn't be there, and so I got to hear his testimony, and I'm like, oh, the church needs to hear this. This is an amazing testimony that was only added to just recently. And so it's a wonderful story, and I can't wait for him to tell you. So without further ado, there you go, young man. Share that story.
Good morning. My name is Michael Lundbeck, and that beautiful lady over there is my wife, Kimberly. This story starts about 5 years ago. My wife and I met about 30 years ago. I coached a lot of youth athletics, and I coached her oldest daughter at that time in softball. We kind of went different directions, our families did at the time. And so I didn't really see her until about 5 years ago. And I reconnected with my wife at a youth soccer game that I was coaching. She had come to watch her granddaughter, and I was coaching my grandson. And so I went over at the end of the game, and I said hello, and she said hi back. And I was wrangling kids, so as I was walking away, I heard this voice that kept saying, "You need to call this girl." And so it happened over and over again. And little did I know that we had both been praying to God to provide us a mate, somebody that we could spend our lives with. And so I have found through my experience, it's not a good idea to ignore that. That when God tells you you need to do this, it's a good idea to do that. So I managed to contact her. I didn't have her number, but I had her daughter's number. So I'd asked her daughter, send a text message, see if it'd be all right, if I would contact her. And well, that took off from there. And it has been a blessing. My wife is a gift from God for me. And so that's the beginning of this story. Now, 2.5 years ago, I was having some physical problems. And I was diagnosed with cancer. And it's called large B-cell lymphoma. And the first doctor that we went to, he said, this is beyond me. I can't do anything about this. So he recommended a doctor in Columbus. Dr. Voorhees is his name. So we went and we saw him. It was a very difficult time for us, for our family. I was very, very sick, and I almost died twice throughout all this. And one day I decided I'm going to just tell God that I'm going to leave this at your feet. I'm going to ask you to tend to this for me. And the one thing that I learned from that is if you're going to ask God to intercede, then you got to lay it down and walk away from it.
That's right.
Because if you sit there and try to drive from the back of the bus, things do not go well. And it just doesn't work that way. So the past 2.5 years, my wife and I have been involved in a lot of trips to Columbus. Different medications, different things that have happened. And recently, in fact, it was back in March, nothing had really worked well for us. It was kind of hit and miss. But as my wife said, everything that we tried was a step that got us to the next place in our life. So back in March, the FDA released a drug that my oncologist was part of helping to create. And so we went down and we talked about it with him, and he said, here are your options. So we prayed about it, we talked about it, and we thought, well, this sounds like this is what's going to be best for us. So we went out and I started taking the medication that was recommended. And little by little, the strength of my body returned. My overall attitude was better, because I can tell you, no one wants to hear that you have cancer.
That's right.
That was probably one of the worst days in my life. It was bad for me, for my wife, and for our family. So little by little, things started to come around. And like I said, this has been a 2.5 year journey for us. And at the time all this was going on, I'd asked God that, whatever the outcome of this, all I want to do is help. All I want to do here is to use whatever's going on with me to glorify your kingdom. Just provide me a way that I can be a part of that. So I was taking this medication, and it was brand new. And they would do a PET scan on me, which tells you what's going on inside. And I had two PET scans, and as each PET scan happened, the cancer inside my body shrank. We're to the point now where I take a shot once a month. I have very, very little cancer left in my body. And for me, that's a blessing. And so I talked to God about that. What can we do to spread this message of healing to other people? We just wanted to give people hope or provide them a way to hang on for one more day. Because that's a hard way to live when you're dealing with that. So kind of out of the blue, the pharmaceutical company that produced the medication that I take, they contacted us and said, hey, we'd like to bring you out to San Diego, and we'd like for you to speak to our group. Well, I'm not really a speaker. I really don't like being the center of attention. But then I thought about it long and hard, and I thought, well, this is an answer to my prayer. This is giving me a way to reach out and reach to people in order to help them. And so we went out there, and it was remarkable how easy it was to talk to these people. And I won't forget the feeling that I wasn't nervous, I wasn't concerned. I had prayer here, and I'd ask God just to give me the words that I needed to speak when all this was going on. And so it came easy at that time. Well, the surprising thing about it, there was probably about 150 people there, I guess. After we got done talking, we had at least half a dozen people came up to us and asked us if we were Christians. And that was really important to us. And we actually had one lady came up and asked if we'd pray for her and family. And so throughout all this, things that have happened, there's a lot of goodness here. It's not always easy, but I truly believe God speaks to us individually, and he speaks to us in a way that we understand. It doesn't make any difference whether anybody else does. But as long as you hear what he's saying, and as long as you understand what he's saying, that's the important part. So this whole thing for me is unfolding in a way that is for me is unbelievable. I can't begin to share with you the feeling of love that I get from God in the fullness and the completeness of it. I can't believe what a blessing coming here has been for us. God has purpose for us. And all he asks for us is that we go out and share the good news to other people. That we allow other people to be a part of this. That we encourage other people to be a part of this. I think that's probably one of the biggest things that I've taken away from that. Is it that his love for me is unending. And all we have to do is accept it and be a part of it. And so many times I think people like me, you don't think that what you're going to say is going to be right or good enough. You think maybe you feel embarrassed or bashful. But we can't do that. God was not embarrassed or bashful when he created us.
That's right.
And when he said he loved us.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you that he does love us. And if you have any doubt of that, please come see me or come see my wife. Our life has been a series of doors that have been opened, not by us, but by God. Every time we get to a certain point in our life, God would open the door and we could walk through. He made it easy on us. What we've been through the past 2 years has been for a good reason. It has allowed us to be better stewards, better people, better parents. We have 6 children, and we have 10 grandchildren. So God has a plan and purpose for us, and I'm glad that he has taken this and made a positive out of it, and that he has allowed my wife and I to be stewards and to be people that will continue to bring the message of God to others. Now, on top of all that, we have been invited to a seminar in Austin, Texas, at the end of July, to speak before a group of people. Again, I'm not a speaker, but I am honest. And so, again, we'll go through that, and we'll ask God to give us the words, and we'll ask God to make a difference in not only in our lives, but in someone else's. And that's what I've taken from this. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful for every person that's here. I'm grateful for this church. I'm grateful for this day. And I'm grateful for the life that I have. Because 2 years ago, I wasn't going to be here. And I think it is important that I acknowledge that. And that's why I'm here.
Just a couple things. Number one is that for those that don't know, Pastor Chaz and I had a close friend that had the same exact thing that unfortunately passed away. It was a year ago, right?
Two
years ago. It's been 2 years. Wow. Pastor Jamie from Bethel, Ohio, he had the same exact thing. And so for this man to be standing here in the way that he is, in the shape that he is really good. The second thing is that I realize the two of us together, we make a full head of hair. The only difference is you cut yours on purpose that way. I don't. So, but let's pray for Mike. I'm so thankful for him and so thankful for him and Kim being here. So let's pray for them and ask the Lord to bless them. Father, we just thank you so much for Mike and Kim, and we just thank you for their lives, and we thank you for the miracle that you've done in Mike's life. Lord, we're so appreciative of just how glorious and wonderful you love us, and how you love them, and how you're using their life as you're intertwining them together to not only change their lives, Father, but change the lives of the people around them. Father, we're so, again, so thankful that we ask you that you just continue to do the work that you have already done in his life. Lord, we thank you for doctors, and we thank you for medicine, we thank you for all of those things that you have created to help us in the things that we have to go through here on this earth. But we thank you, most importantly, for just your grace, your mercy, and your love, that you restore us and that you heal us in the way that you do. We love you, we thank you, we ask that you just bless Mike, continue to give him the words to speak, continue to bless this message as he gives you the honor and the praise and the glory for all that you have done in his life. And we ask you that you bless them now in Jesus' name. Amen. Just a side note, Mike did tell me that he wanted to make sure that every time he spoke about this, that he gives God the glory. And that's one of the things that he asked us to pray for. I hope you don't mind. But that's one of the things he asked for us to pray for before he went to San Diego, is that when his words were out there, that he could praise God. So, well, we're going to ask the worship team to come forward. And I just want to remind you, listen, these are wonderful stories of how wonderful God is in our lives. God is doing some amazing things in each and every one of our lives. Whether it's healing of cancer, whether it's healing us of brain aneurysms, whether it's helping us just walk through every single day. Every single one of us is a walking miracle. Every single one of you that are in this room is walking in the grace and has the ability to walk in the grace and the love of Jesus Christ. But it starts with a relationship with him. It starts with saying, Lord, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to accept what you did on the cross. Jesus died on the cross for us. And he paid the ultimate price for us so that we can have stories of cancer being healed in our body. So we can have stories of aneurysms and being healed in our body and being able to walk every single day in those things. And just every single day of life. Listen, I've said this before, but I know that there was a meme out there that said, you need the Holy Spirit to walk in your life. You need, and then I laughed and said, you need the Holy Spirit to walk into Walmart today. And that's true. We need God's presence everywhere we go, because more importantly, than just sitting here in church saying, I have God in my heart, it's what we do with it. right? It's what are you going to do with this? Listen, we can remember the testimonies of things that have happened. We can remember all of the wonderful things, or we can remember all the bad things. I mean, I don't need to sit down with Miss Tanya and figure out all the bad things that happened this year, because she has a list of them that she could go through, right? But the amazing blessing is that she's here today and she's seen, right? I can talk about all of the negative things that happened to me. All of us have these things that have happened to us, but we have to focus on the good things that God is doing, and that God is going to be walking with us through those bad things. So as we go through those things in our lives, as we go through cancer, as we go through eye surgeries, as we go through all of these things, God is walking with you because we have Him in our lives, in the presence. We stand with Him, please. But again, it all starts with a relationship with Him. And I want to, you know, every week we're up here on Sunday, and one of the things that we made a commitment to do, whether it was myself or whether it was Chaz or whether it's Corey speaking, we wanted to make a commitment that every Sunday we make an opportunity for you to give your life to the Lord. Whether you're here in person or you're watching at home online, it's very important for us to make that decision. And I get it that most of us in this room, or maybe even watching at home online, have already given their life to Christ. But here's the question I want to ask you. If it's not the first time, maybe it's time to recommit. And recommitting is not saying that I'm going to ask Jesus in my heart for the first time. No, you've already done that. But what you're doing is you're saying, I'm going to recommit to my life in Jesus. I'm going to live with Him, understanding that, yes, I may walk through bad times, but God is with me, and He's walking with me in everything. So that's the offer. That's the thing I want to say today to you, is have you made a decision as we're closing out the year 2023 and getting ready to enter into 2024, make a commitment to walk this year with the Lord every step that you take. Good, bad, or indifferent, those steps with the Lord are the most important things. Let's pray together. Father, we thank You for this day. We thank You for Your glory. We thank You for Your praise. We thank You for all that You have given to us, Father. Everything that You've done for us. How You saved us from cancer. How You saved us from brain injuries. How You given us the power and the authority to go and take command over cancer and others. How You've just walked with us every single day in our lives, Father. But Lord, today we want to come to You and we want to ask You, Father. Maybe today we need to come to You and just say, come into my heart for the first time. If you're here today or watching at home online and you've never given your life to Christ, it is as simple as Romans 10 verse 9 says that if we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord and we give Him the glory, we give Him the honor, we ask Him to be our Savior, He will come into your heart, and that is guaranteed to give you an eternity in heaven. And so if you're here today and you've never done it, it's just as simply as saying, Father, forgive me. I repent of my sins. Come into my heart. Be my Savior. Be my King. Let me follow You. If you're here today and you've already said those words, but maybe you want to end 2023 and begin 2024 like I do, with a recommitment to the Lord, like committing and saying, I'm going to make sure every step I take, every second, every minute, every hour that I have in my year of 2024, the Lord's year of 2024, that I will walk it with Him. And so I just simply say, let's make that commitment today and say, I commit to following You every single moment of every single day of my life in the year of 2024. Regardless of what comes my way, I know that You will be with me and I will walk with You. Bless us, Father, as You always do. Help us to walk in You in all things. And we'll give You the glory, the honor, and the praise, because You deserve that and so much more. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Let's worship together.
All my words fall short. I got nothing new. How could I express all my gratitude? I could sing these songs as I often do. Every song must end. And you never knew. much. I'm nothing else before you. Just all my heart singing, hallelujah. I've got one response. I've got just one move. With my arms spread wide, I will worship you.
So I hold my hands, praise to the end and end.
I realize that there's some real power in testimony, sharing your testimony. There's amazing things. You know, I was sitting up here thinking as I was praying for Ted, praying for Jackie, praying for Mike, I was sitting up here thinking, man, they should be praying for us. You know? Because there's some power when you feel the testimony and God running through your veins and running through the problem they're in. It gives you this confidence that sometimes we lack. And so I just want to encourage you today. Again, it's off script, and if you don't want to, that's fine. You can turn them away, but I don't think you will. But if you'd like to, I'm sure they would be open to praying for you guys, praying for you. If you have something you want to seek them out, just ask them. They would, I'm sure, be happy to pray for you. We would be happy to pray for you. But I think there's something about this. Listen, 2024 is going to be an amazing year. And my wife and I have been talking about that. There's something in our spirit that we've just been saying. 2024 is going to be something.
It's just something God has been preparing us in our heart for this. And I know it's going to come with trouble. Sue, it always does. Satan is sure to attack. And he will. But I also know that God is on our side and he's bigger than anything that we face in this earth. And so let's just lift him up and ask the Lord to bless us. Bless you. And if you want to seek out, as we close out, if you want to seek one of them out, I'm sure they won't mind. Do that. Do that. Ask them. They'll pray for you. And so let's pray. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the glory, your honor, your praise, and all that you've done in our midst. We just lift you up, Father, and say thank you for what you have done. We're so excited to hear these testimonies and all the other testimonies that are here in us and through us, because you are a God of good works. You are doing mighty works in our lives. We ask as we depart from this place, as we begin to go our separate ways and celebrate the close of this year, may we remember today the testimonies of your goodness, and may we walk away understanding that God is for us and he wants to work in and through us. We glorify you, Father. We honor you. We praise you now in Jesus' name. Amen. I know that some of you have to go, so God bless you. Have a wonderful week. We'll see you again hopefully next week. But if you want to, seek out to them and ask them. I'm sure they would pray for you. God bless you all. Have a wonderful week, and we'll see you again next week.